Who am I? I am a nobody. A single entity in a sea of others. Simply one man in a million. What does one person's opinion count amidst the millions of others? One person's views against a thousand? Why would I choose to place my vote, the visible and tangible affirmation of my own view amidst the hundreds upon thousands of others? If my voice cannot expressly be heard, why bother? Though maybe not said in terms such as these, how many of us have heard these complaints, these excuses, in some form or another? It seems that we, the people of America, have forgotten the importance of our vote, turned it into a commodity, an everyday occurrence. And when something is an everyday occurrence, we can forget it, disregard and disrespect it. Yet voting is more than what it seems. It's worth more. It means more. And we must remember. Remember what it means. Remember what it's worth. But to do that, we must examine its every facet, its every purpose, its every gift. Voting is more than just attempting to sway the tide, more than just a chore or simply casting your lot. Voting is a privilege. A privilege that was fought for and many die for. A privilege that to this day the citizens of many other countries dream of having. A privilege that still to this day they are denied. The act of voting seems so simple, so trivial, but it means so much more. The act of voting is an act of patriotism. For when you cast your ballot, you exercise a right that many nations do not have. A right you, by being born into the land of the free and home of the brave, are entitled to, and beyond that, you are urged to use. The act of voting is an act of power, as one, along with their fellow Americans, by using those little covered booths, can change the course of history. But most importantly, the act of voting is an act of thanks. Thanks to the ones who fought, and thanks to the ones who died to give you that privilege in the first place. By you voting, whether you realize it or not, prove that those soldiers who died to give you and me that right did not die for nothing. Proving to the families of those who lost everything that their sons, daughters, husbands, or wives' sacrifice was not in vain. So why does my vote matter? My vote matters because I understand its importance. And by understanding its importance, I give it importance. My vote matters because with it I can be a part of shaping my nation's future. By putting those that wish for improvement in places where they can get things done. My vote matters because it mattered enough to those who first founded this country to give me this right in the first place. And while the subject is at hand, may we stop and take a moment to understand that those who fought and died in the Revolutionary War lost their lives without ever knowing what it was like to vote. Died without ever feeling or experiencing the right to be an active part of one's nation. Lost their lives without ever knowing what it was like to live and experience the very thing that they fought for. Instead, they fought and they died so the future generations could have what they did not. The future generations so we could experience a land run for the people and by the people. And if it mattered enough to them to give all of us the right to be able to shape our nation's future, then who am I to spurn that? My vote matters because it was paid for. Paid for with a form of currency that cannot be reprinted, returned, or refunded. People lost their lives for this. And it doesn't seem like we, as the people of America, understand the magnitude of such a sacrifice. Men and women, with personalities, dreams, wants, cares, and aspirations, people with lives. People who were loved and cherished while they were living. People who were mourned when they were lost. We're willing to throw that all away so we could take part in our nation's future. Gave their light so we the people could stand in those little covered booths today. Faced with such sacrifice, faced with such meaning, how can anyone, how can I, deny the power and importance of my vote? If the time is taken to understand the lengths to which our kinsmen went to give us this right, and to maintain it, long after those who first gave this gift unto us are dust, how can someone not vote today? How can't you? How can't I? To God be the glory. Thank you for your time.